Sorry to interrupt, Representative Schulte. Could you catch the door in the back, please? Thank you. This time, the chair would recognize Representative Rogers for opening comments on House File 2214.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House File 2214 is a simple bill that prohibits the use of red light and speed cameras to issue tickets and fines. With that, Mr. Chair, that's my opening comments.
There are amendments to House File 2214. Representative Wenthe, you are in order for opening comments on Amendment 5278.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment has been around before. We actually passed a very similar bill last year on the House floor. I believe the vote was about 92-7, 92-8. This amendment is slightly different, and I'll quickly go through some of the components, and of course we'll take any questions. It's also similar to one that I ran in transportation. Some of you folks were there. There's a lot of concerns, I think, about these cameras in terms of the egregious fines that some cities have assessed for speeding violations or running red light violations. So this amendment seeks to standardize what those fines can be, also put in some under other standardization, notifications, things like that, while balancing the benefit of public safety, which I think there's very little in doubt over whether these cameras do add to public safety and the safety of our roadways. The amendment takes care, like I said, it standardizes some of the notifications and signs that need to be posted as you're entering a speed camera or a red light camera. Those signs would need to be paid for by the vendors. Violations are reviewed by a peace officer, which I believe many of the cities already do, but again, this would standardize that. There's no administration fees on top of any fines that are assessed. It standardizes the fines and makes them so that they would be no more than the scheduled equivalent violation. This is a new wrinkle from what we've seen before, but it was a recommendation from a couple other folks who had amendments to this bill prepared for the floor. No penalty for a speed violation where it's 10 miles per hour or less over the posted speed limit, and then no double violation. So if you are given a ticket by a live peace officer and then you also receive a citation in the mail due to a camera, you don't have to pay for those. We'd heard a couple instances of that occurring. That's the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Rogers.
I want to thank Representative Wenthe for bringing the amendment. He's right. It's pretty much what we passed last year. In fact, it's House File 549, which is already passed and over in the Senate, waiting for debate. So I guess my feeling is that we don't need to pass it again since it's already over there. I do have one question, though. You added a stipulation of not imposing anything under 10 miles an hour over. Why did you do that?
Are you asking the representative to yield?
Oh, yes, I am. Sorry.
Would you yield
yes. For your question?
Yes, you will.
My bad.
Thanks for the question. That was added, like I said, it was an idea from another member that with the idea that it would make the bill a little bit more palatable. I think there's sort of an urban legend out there that a live peace officer is not going to pull someone over and give them a citation if they're 2 or 3 miles per hour over the speed limit. We didn't want any cities to get to start that practice. So again, it's just to protect the consumer, if you will, or the driver, while still trying to maintain public safety.
So under this amendment, you would say if somebody's driving 10 over, they're not breaking the law, but if they're driving 11 over, they are breaking the law.
Well, it's a gray area, obviously. We just want to make sure that egregious violators are paying a penalty. Like I said, makes it more palatable to some in the body. You indicated that this amendment is the same as the bill that we ran on the House, and just to clarify, it's not. You know, maybe this is an idea that can gain some more support and perhaps pass in the Senate.
Thank you, Representative Wenthe. I would ask that our members resist this amendment. Again, it's pretty much already been passed and it's over in the Senate waiting for debate over there.
Thank you, Representative Wenthe. You're in order for closing comments on Amendment 5278.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We did pass a bill last year. It is over in the Senate. We think this may be an improved version of that. So I would ask the committee to support the amendment and actually give this bill a chance to pass in the Senate, because I believe that an all-out ban has virtually no chance of passing.
Representative Wenthe moves Amendment 5278. We will be taking a record roll call. Those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk will call the roll, please. The amendment is not adopted. We are now back on House File 2214. Are there additional comments? Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The red light and speed cameras save lives. They decrease the number of crashes, both crashes without injury, crashes with injury, and then the rare but, you know, they sometimes happen, crashes with when people die. And putting these cameras up in a community has shown that all of those kinds of crashes decline with these cameras in place. In the community that I represent, the cameras went up, both speed cameras and red light cameras, a couple of years ago. And the chief of police shared some statistics that they have seen since the cameras have been in place, and I want to just share a couple of those with the committee. Traffic crashes overall within the city of Cedar Rapids are down 22%, and injury crashes are down 19%. Now, as I'm sure those of you that have driven through Linn County on Interstate 380 know, there's a particularly treacherous stretch of probably poorly engineered interstate that go right through the center of town, otherwise known as the S-curves. And traffic crashes on 380 are down 76%, and injury crashes on 380 are down 75%. You know, but I think when we're talking about public safety, most striking to me, and probably the number that best illustrates the public safety benefit of these cameras, is that prior to them going up on this stretch of interstate, there are at least two or an average of two fatal crashes each year on that stretch. And since those cameras have gone up, there have been zero. So if you take the average, two per year, they've been up 2 years, four people are living now that probably would not be living had we not had those cameras up. It is clearly a public safety benefit. Just from the injury rate. Now, obviously, to patrol areas that are now subject to scrutiny by the cameras would take a pretty intensive amount of manpower, actual human police officers patrolling the area to get those same results. And the city of Cedar Rapids estimates that 542 officer hours were saved by not responding to those crashes. So what does that mean? That means those 542 hours can be spent decreasing neighborhood crime, decreasing break-ins, investigating assaults, investigating when people are killed. So not only do we decrease crime traffic-related, we're also decreasing neighborhood crime and making my community at least a safer place to live. Now, you know, maybe some people don't trust the chief of police in Cedar Rapids. Iowa State did a study through the Center for Transportation Research and Education of the red light cameras only in Cedar Rapids. Same public safety benefit. We don't take Iowa State's word for it. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. You don't take their word for it. Take the Governor's Highway Safety Association. All of these folks, you know, objective, so we're not talking about communities that are already have them up, you know, trying to justify why we should keep them up. Objective surveys and studies have shown the positive public safety benefits of these cameras. So I think a ban is the wrong way to go. I understand that there are outliers in different communities as far as fines and procedures and processes and signage. And if that's a concern, we can deal with that concern. You know, I've heard the case made about liberty, and I guess I hear that and I understand it. You know, but the bill doesn't ban all surveillance cameras. It doesn't ban cameras that take pictures of public right-of-way or public property, even if they're on private property, and it doesn't ban all cameras on state property. So if that's the case, you know, there are other categories of cameras, even if we don't want to go to a full scale ban, that we should also be including as well. So I think this is a public safety benefit. There's no question in my mind we're going to see an increase of crashes, increase of injury crashes, and unfortunately an increase of fatal crashes if the ban goes into effect. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Wagner.
Sure. Question.
Will you
yes. Would you,
yes,
again,
you
the number of average number of deaths per year, what was that you said?
In Cedar Rapids?
On the S-curves, yes. Two per year dating back to when?
That was the average before the cameras went into effect, so I'm not sure exactly over what time period before the cameras were in effect.
And the cameras went in 2008, is that correct?
I think it was 2 years ago.
2009 then?
2 years ago.
Okay.
I don't know if that's from 2011 when I got the information or if it's from
sure.
today or what. 2 years ago.
The data I have is 1999, zero deaths, 2000, zero, 2001, zero, 2002, zero, 2003, zero, 2004, one, 2005, zero, 2006, one, 2007, zero, 2008, one, 2009, two, 2010, zero, and 2011, zero. For an average, going back to 1999, of 0.38. And this is data directly from the Cedar Rapids Police Department. So I think that...
That could be right. I've got the memo here with the police chief's signature on it, so...
Yeah. Well, and my point...
Happy to give it to you.
Yeah, thanks. And again, I got the data directly from the police department as well. What I actually did is went through and thought about what else might have an impact on accidents. And so I did a chart of the same 10-year... Well, actually, it's a little over 10 years... back to 1999, and what I found is precipitation actually played a bigger role in accidents than anything else. What is difficult to do is take 2 years of data and from that extrapolate some resolution or some hypothesis and conclusion that the cameras actually are preventing accidents and preventing deaths. There's no doubt in my mind, having driven in Cedar Rapids, that it does change traffic patterns. But I think it's maybe early to say, with only 2 years of data, that it is conclusive evidence that they do change or protect lives.
I'm sure they'd like to get back to you in 10 years with more data.
Representative Rogers, you are in order for closing comments on House File 2214.
Representatives, welcome to the world of conflicting data of traffic camera discussions. I've been doing this this session and several meetings on it, and the data is very conflicting. And you can go to a lot of different websites. You can just go up on Google and Google traffic camera data, and you will find plenty of areas, a plethora of sites that will tell you conflicting data about the actual safety. And so I think there is doubt about safety, but I believe there is no doubt that safety can also be attained in better ways of traffic engineering. We can think about engineering yellow lights at the appropriate time. You can think about engineering the appropriate speed for areas. Iowa DOT has actually told me that those radar traffic signs that will tell you how fast you're going and will tell you you're going 67 or whatever actually work pretty well. And so there are a lot of ways to get to the safety that we want to get to. And so I came to the place in this discussion that safety data is quite frankly, very conflicting. But the number one concern that I have, that I keep hearing from Iowans, is that this is an area where it's going into their due process civil liberty rights, and this is the only cameras we are banning are the ones that are used to issue tickets without an officer there. That's my biggest concern, is we've gone from a traditional appropriate way of issuing tickets for years where there's an officer in the field to now we're going to issue ticket via a camera. And I believe Iowans think that is wrong, and that's what we're talking about. So let's let the officers do their work in the field. Let's let them decide what the gray area is of a traffic violation. That's what they've been deciding for years. What is that gray area? So I ask that you support this bill.
Representative Rogers moves House File 2214. Those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will please call the roll. House File 2214, having received the sufficient number of votes, will move to the floor as a committee bill. Seeing no further business.